It's way too late. I definitely should have gone to bed way earlier than that. Wait, what time is it? It's only 11. I guess it's me feeling my age. Babe? You're normally in there with an age joke by now. Baby? Are you listening? Earth the baby girl? What's the matter? You look upset. What's happened? I hate seeing you cry. I did notice you were sitting looking at your phone a lot more than usual tonight. Has someone messaged you? No? Then what is it? I hate seeing you like this. So upset that your mind's miles away. You barely heard anything I said tonight. Oh no, baby. You know nothing is silly to me. You've even described the surreal dreams you've had at night, and I have not made fun of you once. And they truly are silly and a tad disturbing. Oh yeah, maybe not the time. Sorry, babe. Anything that causes you to get so upset that you get lost in your thoughts, that matters. It matters to me. I want to make whatever upsets you go away. How is that hard to do? Right. Baby girl, you need to stop being cryptic and tell me what is making you upset. What's that on your phone? Am I meant to know who these women are? Are they famous? They will be? How will they be? That show. Really. We've discussed this before, baby girl. I never want to control what you watch, but the reality shows you watch do you no good. I mean, look at you now. You've gotten upset at the sight of reality show stars. Yeah. May I have your phone? Alright, let's see. Dear God. What is this show? Ah, oh, never mind. Okay, babe. Take this girl on the left. Huh? Babe, I don't want to be rude, but I truly don't care what her name is. I won't be watching this show anytime soon. You can't make me. Ow! It's true. Not a second of those god-awful shows. Anyway, see this girl here? Let's zoom in on the photo. I see her face? Pretty? Oh, if you say so. If that's what you think, that's what you think. I won't argue with you, baby girl. I'll be honest, not a single person in that photo would get a second look from me if they walked down the street. They're not pretty in my eyes. I want to tell you what I see. I see her face, which I guess has something injected into it. That's just not necessary. I bet you this, she probably looks beautiful without the overly puffed cheeks. And her lips were probably perfectly sized before she had them inflated. I don't know technical terms, baby. I'm hardly gunning for a career in plastic surgery or beauty treatments any time in the future. Oh, sorry, cosmetology or whatever it is. This girl chose to get fillers and a fake tan and the bright white veneers. I'd argue she's had some work done elsewhere, but to judge that, I need to stare a bit longer and I want another jab in the ribs. What I am saying is that is her choice. She's a grown woman. She chose to get these enhancements. I may think that she never needed any changes to look beautiful, But then she'd probably call me a dickhead and storm out of reality TV style. We would most likely have very different opinions on what makes someone beautiful. But you, you don't need to compare yourself to so-called beauty that is so deliberately artificial. This face, even when you're tired, is beautiful. So what if you have bags under your eyes? You're a busy woman. No one looks perfect after 4 10-hour days in a week. No one. Once the makeup is off, your hair is let down and you climb into bed with me. I look at this face, these eyes, those lips, and I feel lucky that I can call you mine. You don't believe me, huh? Okay. Well, then I have to go to plan B. If my words can't convince you that you're beautiful, then... I would just have to use everything else. What's wrong? Oh, your phone is lying next to me. What? All right. I'll set the phone over here. And it's out of the way. Happy? I take that as a yes. And so, baby girl, where should I go next? I've already worshipped your gorgeous lips, and I will be back to them. How about your beautiful neck? This neck and your moans. Oh, fuck you. I think I'm going to enjoy proving my point. Which leads me to these breasts. They're all natural. What? Hey. You've got these awful thoughts circling your head now from all this car crash TV you've been watching. Those girls, those figures, that's not reality. I mean, they label it reality, but it's not really. You are real. Your body is real and natural and fucking hot. Am I starting to get through to you, baby? Maybe just a little bit. Well, why don't you take off that slip? I'll take these shorts off, and I'll prove my point further. So, where was I? These breasts. So they're not silicone and they don't defy gravity. Why would I care? They're perfection to me. And I can do this. And send you deliciously close to the edge. Good girl. Now the other. And where next, baby? Down to this stomach.
What?
You are joking, baby. Listen, I always dreamt I would be with a girl who I could walk up behind and hold in my arms. To hold close and appreciate every curve. You have a body I love to hold in my arms. I don't want to hold a pile of muscle. If this is what I get to hold, then I am the luckiest guy in the world. And all it means is that instead of the salad, you chose to have pizza with me for dinner. I'd much rather have that than watch you push around rabbit food on a plate. Okay, I'll kiss your stomach one more time. And there we go. I won't dwell on it if you don't want me to. Instead, I could just focus on my joint favourite part of you. This gorgeously wet pussy. Oh. That shiver. And that was only my breath. You need my tongue, don't you? My good girl. Just relax. Your moans, your purring, such a good girl. You sound so good and it tastes. You taste divine. Why don't I come up here and let you have a taste. You taste good, don't you, baby? As good as you look. I could keep going and let you come on my tongue, but I'd rather you ride me and come all over my cock instead. I know. I'm being very impatient tonight. But can you blame me? That's what you do to me. Baby, baby, no. I don't need you to do anything for me tonight. No. Tonight, this is all for you. I've been stroking my cock the whole time I've been enjoying your pussy. And even then, I was rock hard watching you get naked for me. What I would love for you to do for me, though, is to ride this cock and prove my point that you are stunningly beautiful. I've been hard the entire time I've been kissing your delicious body. Surely that shows you that you are my dream woman. You always have been. Let me lie down here. And come straddle me, baby. Here. Take my hands. There we go. You have no idea how you look from this angle. You're perfect. What did I do to deserve you? I must have done something amazing to have been blessed with a gift like you. Come on and lower yourself slowly on my cock, beautiful. Yes, baby, slowly. Nice and slow. That's it. Your hips are grinding so hard. Oh, fuck. Mm. his breasts. Close, baby. Good girl. Keep riding. Keep taking my cock so deep for me. Take it all from me, baby girl. Oh, God. Oh, your pussy's so wet. So tight around my cock. Oh God. Oh yeah. I want you to come. I want you to come with me. I want you to come with me, baby. I'm ready to come. I'm ready to come. So hard for me, beautiful. Yeah, you can lie on my chest. Just breathe, baby girl. Slow breaths in and out. Good girl. Calming down, baby. There we go. Are you okay? You look so... so happy. Tired and content. Perfection. Baby, you are beautiful. Why should anyone else care how you choose to look? At the end of the day, you come home to a very lucky man who's more than willing to worship you and your natural beauty in any way he can. I could never stop you if you wanted to change your looks. But I can say that you are perfect the way you look right now. Especially with that tired smile and those adoring eyes. There's one plus side to you watching all that garbage television. It allows me to prove my point every night you watch it. And I could find far more creative ways to prove it. I won't give away my ideas. It's for me to know and for you to find out. For now, I think we both need some sleep. I'm struggling to keep your eyes open. Your phone can stay over there tonight. No more staring at those photos, baby. My chance to further prove my point that you are far more beautiful than those girls can come tomorrow. Sweet dreams, beautiful.